sunshine. And would you do it one more time for me? Border to border and ocean to ocean, I still look for her every place. Chasing the sunshine each and every night, I'm searching every crowd for a face. She was gone just as quick as the song that she asked for, taking my sunshine away. But someday when I finally look down and see her, I know just what I'm gonna say. Do you know you are my sunshine? Do you know what your smile did to me? Do you know you are my sunshine? And it looks like you're always gonna be. Do you know you are my sunshine? Do you know what your smile did to me?
It's a world of kings and queens up there on that movie screen. It's a picnic crossing River Kwai. The movies are great medicine. Thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
Citizen Kane came mutiny on the Bounty. The Bounty Hunters, the Hunters, and the Sting. Thunder Road and Road to Rio, Rio Grande and Grand Hotel. Tell the Willie Boy was here with Ryder Frankenstein and Shane.
I love anything that moves, dancing feet to horses' hooves. Peyton Place to Dorothy's trip to Oz. Come next to David Edison. Thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
I love Captain Blood and Elmer Fudd and Charlie Chan. Ben Denver, the way we were, true brilliant music man. Thunderball and Walking Tall and Jaws and Jesse James. Dr. No and Vertigo and Singing in the Rain. Singing.
Sand and Santa Fe, Dunaway and Getaway, Mexicali, Rose and Rosemary, Blackboard, Jungle Jim, Jim for all American, an American in Paris, Paris Blues, Blue Hawaii.
My teacher spent on Ship of Fools, the movies were my special school. I'm graduate of 12 o'clock high. The movies are great medicine. I thank you, Tommy Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. The movies are the craziest. I'll be a movie nut until I die. Movies are great medicine. Thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
Jolly Roger.
You gave us the best years of our lives.
I saw your picture in the paper Sunday morning. Lord, you sure look pretty in your gown. The smile you were wearing was the one I remember. And your hair was never pretty. Except when it was down.
Yeah, I saw your picture in the paper Sunday morning. And to say the least, it took me by surprise. I must have sat and looked at it for, Lord, I don't know how long, just thinking what was going on behind those eyes. I read the whole description about the music and the bridesmaids. I'll bet your daddy threw a fit when he had to get dressed up in that tux and tie. And I noticed where your sister came home from Texas. I know you were glad to see her. And knowing your mama, she probably cried. But then, so did I.
I saw your picture in the paper Sunday morning. By then the honeymoon was almost through. So now you've made your bed, and I hope you lie well in it. And I hope you'll both be happy. You see, I still lie well too. I saw your picture in the paper Sunday morning.
Someday when it's all over and they come to carry me, and you're walking slow and wearing black with the rest of the family, and the choir stands to sing a song, make sure it's the one of mine. I had a few more tunes I wanted to write, but I ran out of time. Some I wrote for money, some I wrote for fun, some I wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One I wrote for mama, and the couple still aren't through. I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote for you. When it's all over and you're sitting all alone, they'll call and ask you what you want to have written on my stone. Tell them when I was born and died, the year and the day, and if there's room for something more, here's what you can say. Some he wrote for money, some he wrote for fun, some he wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One he wrote for his mama and never finished two or three. He lost track of all the rest, but the most he wrote for me. Yeah, some I wrote for money, some I wrote for fun, some I wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One I wrote for mama, and the couple still aren't through. I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote for you. Yeah, I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote. when you're lying there in bed late at night and all alone with nothing on but the radio, listening to the midnight man taking telephone requests, playing songs that you and I used to know. Do you ever think of me and all the nights that we wasted and can't get back again? But if we ever do, honey, I promise you I'll even love you better than I did before. In the leaves when it's cold, or late when it's warm in the sun. With time on your hands and memories on your mind, or a long sleepless night has just begun. Do you ever think of me and all the nights that wasted and can't get back again? But if we ever do, honey, I promise you I'll even love you better than I did then. I'll even love you better than I did then. I'll even love you better than I did. There's questions we're always hearing everywhere we go, like, how do I cut a record or get on a country show? Well, it takes more than just ambition and three chords on an old guitar. You ought to learn to be a country star. You gotta learn to sing like Waylon, or pick like Jerry Reed,
yo, like Gene Shepherd, or write songs like Tom T.
Put a cry in your voice like Haggard, learn Spanish like Johnny R.
Whisper like Bill Anderson, and you'll be a star.
Play piano like Ronnie Millsap, or Gilly or Jerry Lee. Yo-yo like Roy Acuff, or talk plain like Ralph Emery. Growl like Conway Twitty, get a red, white, and blue guitar. Build a swimming pool like Webb did, and you'll be a country star. Be tall like Sonny James is, tell jokes like Benny Pearl, or be short like Jimmy Dickens, or play five string like Earl.
Get a headband like Willie's, learn to stutter like Mel. Get a cap like Roy Clark wore, or a voice like Barbara Mandrell. Be rich like Eddie Arnold, say you're making more than you are. Charlie Pratt, and you'll be a country star.
you have no talent. And if you're not a male, if you're built somewhat like Dolly, or have a face like Crystal Kale,
come backstage and ask for Harold, Phil, Don, or Lou, and we'll see you get audition for the Statler Brothers Review.
Just a picture on a table, just some letters Mama saved, and a costume brooch from England. On the back it has engraved, to Eileen, I love you, London 1943. And she never heard from him again, and he never heard of me. And the war still ain't over for Mama. Every night in her dreams she still sees the young face of someone who left her silver medals and sweet memories.
In Mama's bedroom closet, to this day on her top shelf, there's a flag folded three corners, laying all by itself. And the sergeant would surely be honored to know how pretty she still is, and that after all these lonely years, his Eileen still his.
And the war still ain't over for Mama. Every night in her dreams she still sees the young face of someone who left her silver medals and sweet memories. Silver medals and sweet memories.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I was unkind. I wish I'd had an answer for all the questions on her mind. I wish I'd had the time for all the time she needed me. I wish I'd realized, but I was much too blind to see. All she wanted was to love me, but all I did was turn away. If I'd known how much she needed me, she might be here today. And if I'd only been more open and understood her way, she might be in my arms tonight. But who am I to say? If I'd only been more loving when she needed a best friend, if I'd only patched up pieces that she needed me to mend, if I'd seen her troubled heart and figured out just what to do, she might be laying here tonight saying I love you.
All she wanted was to love me, but all I did was turn away.
If I'd known how much she needed me, she might be here today.
And if I'd only been more open and understood her way,
she might be in my arms tonight. But
am I to say? She should be in my arms tonight, but who am I to say?
I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows, and I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell, and surely she knows me just as well.
I can tell you her birthday and her daddy's middle name, the uncles on her mama's side and the ones they don't claim.
What she's got for Christmas since 1952, and that's only the beginning of the things I could tell you. I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows, and I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell, and surely she knows me just as well.
I can tell you her favorite song and where she like the part, and why to this very day she's scared of the dark. How she got her nickname and that scar behind her name. If there's anything you need to know about Shirley, just ask me. I know where she's ticklish and her every little quirk. Funny she don't read and her number at work.
I know what she stands for and what she won't allow.
The only thing that I don't know is where she is right now.
But I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known